I'm Dan Hughes in the Treasure Corner. Mr. Longacre was in trouble. Seems his superiors at the United States Mint didn't like him. In fact, they hated him and tried their darndest to fire him. But he had friends in high places, and his story is one of the few from the world of politics where the good guys win. James Barton Longacre, born in 1794, ran away from home when he was 12 because he couldn't stand his new stepmother. He became an apprentice bookseller. Then later, because he had a talent for art, he was hired as an apprentice engraver. He was a huge success in the field, but by the early 1840s, engraving was becoming a dying talent because of the rise of photography. So when he was 50, in 1844, he decided to try for a job that would let him continue to use his engraving skills, a job where photography would not make him obsolete, the chief engraver of the United States Mint. And that appointment was his first problem in Washington, because he had failed to follow the chain of command. Instead of applying for the position with the director of the Mint, Robert Patterson, he went directly to his friend, Vice President John C. Calhoun, who in turn went to President John Tyler. And President Tyler gave him the job. This infuriated Mr. Patterson, and he never forgave Mr. Longacre for going over his head. But that wasn't the only reason Patterson hated Longacre. It seems Patterson was a bit crooked. He and another Mint employee named Franklin Peel were using Mint employees to do work at their homes, and they were also stealing gold bullion from the Mint, just a tiny bit at a time. Mr. Peel also owned a private mint, and he was using the facilities of the United States Mint for his own personal business. Patterson and Peel were afraid that Longacre would find out and turn them in. So twice Patterson tried to fire Longacre, but twice the president stepped in and saved his job. Over the years that Patterson ran the Mint, he made life as miserable as he could for Longacre, hoping that Longacre would quit. He rejected several of Longacre's coin designs, but in each case, somebody higher up, like the Secretary of the Treasury, for example, stepped in and overruled Patterson. In 1851, Robert Patterson retired, and in 1854, his partner in crime, Franklin Peel, was fired when a congressman found out he was using United States property to advance his private company. James Longacre held the position of chief engraver of the United States Mint until the day he died, quite suddenly and unexpectedly, on New Year's Day, 1869. He had served under 8 presidents, from John Tyler to Andrew Johnson, and under 7 directors of the Mint. And in his 24 years as chief engraver, he designed 8 of our coins. Ready? They were the Flying Eagle Cent, the Indian Head Cent, the 2-cent piece, both 3-cent pieces, the tiny silver one and the larger one made of nickel, the Shield Nickel, the Liberty Head Gold Dollar, the $3 gold piece, and the Liberty Head Double Eagle, or $20 gold piece. So the next time you dig an Indian Head penny or a Shield Nickel, or maybe you'll be lucky enough to unearth a 3-cent piece, thank Mr. James Barton Longacre for his faithful and dedicated service to the United States Mint. Thanks for listening, and for more free articles about all things metal detecting and a spiffy ad for my book, visit treasuremanual.com. In the Treasure Corner, I'm Dan Hughes.